This is a Black Phoenix production.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This your man, Spaceman Stu, a.k.a. The Black Fiend, Black Phoenix Productions. You're tuned into the UAP radio show, the Underground Apocalypse podcast show, where we take the underground world and turn it upside down to the surface. You already know what we in here doing. It's Monday morning. It's early and groggy, but you know we in here with the fickle. I'll let him play.
What's up, Black people?
How was your weekend, my brother?
OMG. I'm telling you, boy, it was crucial.
It was wild like that, man.
Oh, man.
Give him a story, man, if you got one. You ain't got no story this morning?
Oh, man. Hey, well, I can't even give him a story, boy. It's crazy.
Man, I know how that is. Man, this weekend was wild for me, man. It seemed like after everything was going good, because like I said, I went to the Black Expo, which was excellent, by the way. And I went out there and saw all the Black businesses, spoke to people out there, and they was, you know, real interested in it. Of course, my favorite one that I went to, I think, was the Two Chicks and the Cake. They made homemade, you know, desserts and shit like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, they had a cookie. They had some cookies out there. They had some oatmeal cookies and some coconut cookies. Gave me half of the damn oatmeal cookie. The lady asked me how it was, man. I couldn't even hot damn talk. She was trying to talk to me. I'm sitting there just trying to tell her to wait a minute, boy.
Yeah.
Damn, she got done. She was like, you all right? I was like, I was enjoying the hell out of that damn cookie. I ain't had no homemade cookies in a while.
I can dig.
Most time people had damn cook the shit from the box or something like that and claim that they know what they're doing in the kitchen.
Yeah.
But when I say, yeah, two chicks in the cake that specialize in pound cakes, layer cakes, cupcakes, assorted flavors. One of the co-founders is Cassandra Adams. Don't know the other co-founder's name, but you can go look them up. Two chicks and a cake at yahoo.com or call in to place your order at 704-974-4190. We got a guest in here that just walked in. Oh, you in here. You a guest today. But, man, anyway, well, other than that, man, the weekend was pretty straight, though, man. Just seemed like when stuff going good, stuff try to pop up, slow you down. You just got to keep on moving through it, man.
I can dig. What else you got going on? What else happened at the Black Expo?
Man, I talked to a clothing line out there, man. Clothing line out there, Black Fox, BLK Fox, man. I went out there. They got some nice gear. I seen the shirt that they had. I like the designs that they do. Everything is from scratch. They either hand draw it or they design it themselves. They got like things like 6-7 people on their team. They got of course the people who go out and, you know, do the hand to hand, you know, giving out the shirt, stuff like that. They got the designers. The their promoters, and they got their of course the CEO, Brian Hillman, that's who I spoke with. But they got some nice shirts, $15 each. They gave me a shirt and I rock with it, man. You can go look them up on Facebook, BLK Fox, all one word. You can look them up on Twitter, at Black Fox 1, all one word, or Instagram, Black_Fox_1. Or you can email them at blackfox467@yahoo.com to get your t-shirts, man. I also, if you go on my Facebook page, you'll see the shirt that I was given. That was just one of their designs they had. They had a whole bunch of designs. They had one for breast cancer awareness. They of course they got sizes from all the way from kids all the way up to a 5X. So I mean, you know, plus size people, you know, women, men, pretty much I forget what the word is when it comes to clothing like this. Cross it can go for men or women, basically.
Unisex.
Yeah, unisex. That's, yeah, I couldn't think of the word. Yeah, unisex. But yeah, man, everything was straight out there, man. That, like I said, the Black Fox clothing line out there. I also spoke with Three Brothers Catering. Now, they was out there cooking, right? I think it was a pot roast.
Yeah.
Dang, man made his own damn sauce. I'm thinking, you know, it's some sauce out the bottle or something like that. I asked him, made your own sauce? He's like, yeah, you know, I made his own sauce, man. That sauce had the right spiciness to it, right tanginess, sweet, all of it. I don't even like pork like that. I eat it. But I don't eat a whole bunch of pork like that. Man, that shit was good as hell, man.
Yeah.
I was outside. I went and tasted it.
Yeah.
Damn, I was outside on the expo eating about 20 minutes. I wasn't even talking to nobody.
So you went out there to conduct business, but you ended up making you a meal.
Hey. That's what they was at. That's what they do. I got to be able to taste the food to be able to brand it.
I already know what you're talking about. I can dig it.
But yeah, man, that it was good. And they make any all type of catering needs. They'll come to you. They'll come to you on the spot and cook the food if need be. Pretty much whatever order you're trying to place, you know, they'll accommodate your needs. CEO is Carlos Thompson. Like I said, it's Three Brothers Catering. You can reach them at 704-671-8265. Y'all need to get that lead. Hell, if it ain't even nothing but the sauce. The sauce was good as hell, man, for real.
So, the Three Brothers Catering, is that the same guys that do the barbershop?
I believe so. Because I think the guy that was there, he was one of the main barbers that I saw. I don't want to lie and say it wasn't, but I believe so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it was nice out there. I also, I ain't want to just over-talk, but and I also went out there and I saw Very Good Essentials. Very Good Essentials is pretty much products for us.
Yeah.
That our skin and our bodies need. Like they have shampoos and stuff out there that won't wash our natural oils out of our head versus the shampoos out there that'll strip your hair of its natural oil.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore you gotta pretty much force feed it all the other products out there.
Mm-hmm.
And all the stuff that she do is naturals. Use hemp oil. I got a pamphlet. This a lot of stuff. This. Yeah, I got a pamphlet. She has all kind of stuff. For your hair, coconut oil. And it's all natural. It's not having petroleum in it. Petroleum is a very heavy grease oil that'll weigh down your scalp, cause eczema, extra dandruff, all that stuff. Your scalp won't be able to vent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Very Good Essentials, man. She got whipped butters, black soap, hemp soap, assorted soaps, liquid gold, shea oil, hemp butter, hemp balm, anti-aging cream, moisturizing spray. She also got some stuff called spray poo.
Mm-hmm.
Spray poo's in the bottle, and it's for kids or people with locks, stuff like that. That way, you know, you won't use too much shampoo, or you know, something kids can, you know, once they get hip to it, start doing it like that, man. But it was nice out there, man. Overall, man, it's a lot more to talk about. I ain't wanna just weigh in on all of it right here, right now. But man, the food was good, the people was good, man. There's a lot of ideas I saw from it. Like they had a guy out there with grow boxes, dang on. You build boxes, you can grow plants, fruits, mm-hmm. vegetables, you grow your own foods in.
Yeah.
You can do it indoors or outdoors now. I like that. I always wanted to have me a little garden or something like that, because I saw my grandpa when I was little. Like, they had the whole back field back there, you know, corn, all type of stuff. Now it's just a lot. It's almost like a dead art now.
Yeah.
Dang on. I saw this, I was like, okay, this is cool, this is something I wanted to do, but I'll be honest, I ain't feel like doing all that damn digging.
Yeah.
But now you got a box, you can pour your dirt in, you know, do what you want to with it. I looked at it, I was like, okay, boom. I might be out there one day, I might have my kids or my nieces out there. They like getting involved in stuff with they see what their adults doing.
Mm-hmm.
You show them how to plant some seeds and, you know, actually growing fruit or something they can actually take off and eat. They'll get into that because it's something they can do, and they'll like doing it versus, you know, being on a tablet all day or playing on the phone all day. No, they can actually get out and do something that our older folks used to do pretty much.
So basically, like the grow box, do you set it on top of the ground or you dig it? You put it in the ground or what?
Either one. Like the way you can look at the thing, the brochure is pretty much better to set it up on top of the ground versus. Digging it into the ground. Like I said, with the grow boxes, you can take them inside the house if you need to around the wintertime if you still want to grow your foods. Of course, I'm going to assume from that you would have to have, you know, the proper lighting to still make the plants get, you know, go through photosynthesis.
Yeah.
That's the correct terminology. But, man, I ain't going to go oversaturated, man, but when anything good happened for you over the weekend, man, or...
Man, it was straight, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, that Monday, you be real aggy in the morning, so you don't really be wanting, you know, you got to get crunk a little bit, drink some coffee up or something, you know.
Right.
Didn't nothing spectacular happen, though, you know, same old shit, different toilet, you know what I'm saying?
Nothing spectacular for the pickle?
Nothing spectacular, man. Shit, just, you know how you do sipping. Sipping and tripping, that's all.
I can dug it. But man, we're gonna get into this first song right here, man. This is Will Bowtie, man. He produced his own beats, sings, raps, man. He can actually sing, man. I just pretty much let you hear it for yourself, y'all. Like I said, this is Will Bowtie, Waves, off his project. He's coming out with, I believe, it's Interludes. Check it out. Yeah.
Dumb nigga try to play you. Now I can fucking slay you every night. Give you what you like. Top game, get you out of sight. Space trip, tripping on these satellites. Trip on the D, surf board, just ride the wave. Cool nigga, don't make you fuck for days. Give me an hour, put that ass away. Night quill, and like a night will. Open doors for his queen, pledge his life to his queen. But you fucking with hype niggas. Always trying to fuck, spend the night niggas. Never read a book, ready to fight, niggas. Then they break your heart and it's a height, nigga. I don't understand, this shit drives me crazy. I don't understand, this shit drives me crazy. Cause you are a queen, yeah. Despite everything.
I got hoop dreams. Straight up from that corner. What's that I shoot it, don't miss. Like J.R. Smith, fucking nigga star. Couldn't pay for college, blew it on the wrist, gone off the sauce. Bitches and Molly, one hell of a mix, they say that I'm ballin'. Well, bitch, I'm ballin' like Swish. Catchin' plays like JG, word to post like KG. Big shit came with a scope, I be snipin' niggas like KD. Got 100 problems, won't talk about them. I was made real, I gotta talk about them. Four cars, we hop out, might even see a bitch hop out. I got hoop dreams, I just wanna ball with my team. I got hoop dreams, I'ma lay it all out for the ring. I got hoop dreams, I just wanna ball with my team. Dreams, JR from the corner, watch that three. I got hoop dreams, I just wanna ball with my team. I got hoop dreams, I'ma lay it all out for the ring. I got hoop dreams, I just wanna ball with my team. I got hoop dreams, JR from that corner, watch that three.
Everybody, this your man Spaceman Stu, aka the Black Fiend, Black Phoenix Productions. You tuned into the UAP radio show with the 5 minute fickle. Fickle, holla at him, player.
What the league read?
You ready for the caller, my brother? We got a call on the line waiting for you. You ready for it, my brother?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
All right, caller, what's your question for the fickle, my brother?
This caller right here, he shell his head
early in the morning.
He said he gonna beat the fuck out of him, but I'm gonna tell you, you know, you can beat the blackout from, you know, all you want to, but hell, they still gonna do the same shit. But I'm gonna tell you what you can do though. You can goddamn take them games and put them on punishment and shit. I think that hurt more where they can't use that phone, tablets, talk on the phone, go outside with their friends, just make the motherfucker come home, do their homework, take a bath and go to bed, nigga. You know, or if you got a dude, you make him goddamn get built, make him do some push-ups. Every time he get in trouble, make him do push-ups to his arms get soaked. I bet you, unless he want to be a bodybuilder, he'll quit acting crazy. Oh, that'll be good too, you know, if you want to do that. If you want to sign your rights, so you know, but hey, they still gonna be yours though, but you just ain't, you know, you just gonna sign your, give somebody else your problem.
Okay.
Anything else you gotta ask the Fickle this morning, Black man?
Yes.
Okay, appreciate you calling, Black man. Have a blessed day.
They say he signed the rights over to a kid.
Okay. Signed him over. He's sick of him. Deadbeat. Deadbeat. Signed his rights over.
That's crazy. Hey, man.
So you signed rights over to
a deadbeat. That's crazy, man. I mean, you got, hey, if you gonna lay down, you gonna do it. Hey, you gotta take care of that. That's how I feel, but hey. Well, got a caller. We got another caller calling in.
I'm ready.
Calling into the UAP radio show.
Yeah, I have a question for Spickle.
All right, Spickle.
What the lick read, mommy?
Good morning.
Good morning, how you doing?
I'm a single parent, you know. Life is real. What advice can you give me as a single mother? You know, I'm not really the type to use it, you know.
Shit, you know, I can't really give you no advice on being no single parent, cause I ain't no parent, single parent like that, you know. But you know, sometimes you gotta just hold your head up, you know, and just try to, you know, work it out. But you know, it's somebody come around, you know, you get you a guy or something, he'll come around and try to, you know, help you out or whatever, you know. But sometimes you just gotta hold fast, you know. You ain't gotta do nothing crazy like selling your body and shit, you know what I'm saying? But you know, but if you wanna sell that pussy though, you know, hey, you gotta do what you gotta do to support your kids out here. But don't do like a lot of them out here selling for a blunt. You got, if you gonna sell it, get some of that bread before you can get some food or something. God damn. Once your high come down, you fucked up.
All right, All right. I appreciate that, black man. I appreciate that. And that's your word. When that's what you be saying, that the ones that I be hearing talking to you, you be like, black man. I appreciate that.
Black man.
All right,
beautiful black woman, you have a blessed day. Black man.
That's you. That's what they call it for. Like I said, y'all see regular discussions. We trip, we laugh. It's a little bit of everything here on the UAP Radio Show. But we ain't gonna hold up too long. We're gonna get in this new track by Jinx Rising. Check it out.
Over this city, and I ain't even from here, going dumb here, shaking as an infant. Pops dropped me on my noggin, still spitting splendid, blowing houses down, won't catch me getting winded. Fuck if you're offended, I'll still run up in your rented tent and then end it. Your favorite rapper's raps getting chopped up and blended, spill his guts, watch his ass get mopped up and finished. Can I get a witness? Slaughter you, all of you. That's word to my Nautica. Shirt and shoes cruising, I can say I never thought of you. So go on, pop your pills on the Oregon Trail and keep on popping till you start to feel your organs fail. Think Molly had me sweating. Man, that bitch is light work compared to this dope shit. Nigga, this is my turf. Ice blur. Look, sunny up there, it's the Billy Goat Gruff. You try to cross that bridge, little homie, you'll get snuffed. No bluff. Show enough.
Well, maybe that's not my job. I was born king, what I touch goes, shit, I might as well go far. I'm like, age you, you gotta see it first. They telling you that you don't need to see. So let's take it high, I mean, high God, that we right there where we need to be.
That's me and you. Wine, candy, coated dreams up here in the clouds. Are you listening? Baby, I know what's good for you. Up here in the clouds, all of your fantasies are here in the clouds.
Who said that we can't focus on making that drive instead of on filling that tank? I've been waiting too long for this shit, I'm taking the ship. If not, then I'm walking the plane. Man, that shit gon' be hard, man, you might need a drink. Get the fuck out my face, do you know who we on? I'm the god of a king, my queen got a voice from above. I turn any jet to a throne. I'm living this life, I'm less about saying I'm fly and more about booking these flights. I'm the operator of a single engine. Maybe one day these niggas can see the insight. This guardian light, angel of guardian flow. These wings don't show in the night. Now look in my eyes, I come from a line of moors. My intellect
intellect matching my sight. Man, all these colors been hitting in sight. Left in that blind, now I'm seeing it right. I say I can and I know I will. I swear I just found me the secret of life. Know what you love, living your life. Be a god of your own, create what you like. But listen to me, my mother ain't raised no nigga. My father ain't hang from no tree. But shouts to my nigga, niggas that know who I am and know what I'm trying to be. I mean going to be, fuck all that doubt in my life. Nigga, I know I'ma be, so get what you want. Really go get it in life. Please don't be stupid. Cause if your hands up while you fighting back, they still shooting.
Rest in peace. For two. There's a place where only lovers go. Baby, that's me and you. Wine, candy, coated dreams. Up here in the clouds. Are you listening? Baby, I know what's good for you.
Now I might talk about it, oh, yeah, I might talk about it. And I might think about it, oh, yeah, I might think about it.
With me, I never doubt it,
no.
Sometimes I kinda doubt it, oh.
I give one fuck what you think of me. What I'm supposed to do? I got one life. Should I live for you? I'm like, hell nah, no, hell nah. It's my life. My queen sing, let her take you there to this highlight.
Here in the clouds for two. There's a place where only lovers go. Baby, that's me and you. Wine, candy, coated dreams. Up here in the clouds. Are you listening? Baby, I know what's good for you. Up here in the clouds. All of your fans. Fantasies are here in the clouds.
All your fantasies are
here in the clouds, baby.
All your fantasies right here.
Ooh, yeah. Babe, you got
one and I want it.
What's going on? You tuned into the let me get my words together. You tuned into the UAP radio show. Caller, you calling into the pickle. Pickle holler.
What the lick read?
So I know somebody in a situation, you know, asking me for advice, and I didn't know, you know, what it is.
Okay,
well,
what's the question?
I don't get that one.
What's the question?
I'm calling to get advice to give somebody, you know, to find me the pickle. But, what do I tell my homegirl, you know, when she's stuck, you know, she got two people that, you know, she's seeing, you know, but, she ain't want to ring fool one of them, but one of them just keeps popping up. So what she do?
Shit, what got, like, goddamn, he just keep popping up out of the blue, like, you know. What, without your consent or anything?
Yeah, it's not my consent. I don't have it.
Oh, you with your know, girl. I'm saying without your homegirl consent.
Correct.
So, is he a stalker or something? Or he just a bully or what? I mean, if he just coming over there and she told him don't come or whatever?
I mean, she can call him over maybe, you know, after the club or whatever. You know, the next day or 2 days later, he just pop up and show up at the crib, you know, and then come back. You know, once
she
leaves without calling or nothing. So, you know,
what she do? See, if she don't want to deal with him, she need to go ahead and cut all ties out with him, because it seems like she still want to dig. She want her cake and eat it too. She giving them mixed emotions of the nigga, you know what I'm saying? And then shit, goddamn, she need to just tell him, I mean, or quit fucking him or whatever she doing. But hey, you sure it ain't you? Cause you know too much about the problem, goddamn. Goddamn. Hey, you explain that shit too clean, crisp, and clear. Yeah. All right, baby, you have a good day.
Ready to get off the phone after that. Damn, Figure. Well, I think you caught him in the damn footsteps, man.
Yes, I did the bear trap.
We're gonna get into some new music, y'all.
If you this one.
Tell the truth, that's before I lie. Like, lie, lie, die. So So for one more time before I'm hitting the road, I need you to see my soul. Yeah, ain't it cold how we hold to the things that we love? Got you stuck like a drug and you can't get enough. And you call like what's up, but I'm not picking up. And you wonder what's wrong, I just play this song like whoa. See my soul. Let me go, let me go. I need you to see my soul. So don't trip, ma. Let me get this money. I'ma bring it all back. Won't you chill, huh? Let me tell my story. Know the world of black. When it's all good, we all win. Shop spree still ballin'. Thought that you was all in, but you still out here calling. Say, so you don't love me like you used to. Why you acting so cold? Yeah, and it don't feel how it used to. I said you already see my soul. I can't let go, let me be. Life is stressful, can't you see? With them pretty brown eyes, I don't know what else that I can do but try.
Shout
until
out my
I die
boy.
And I was built to tell Kevin the truth Forfa, that's man. Before R&B, I lie man. Like la la da. So for one more time before I'm hitting the road, I need you to see my soul.
Yeah, I was raised by the fearless. Nowadays you gotta have image to get the picture. Tell me what's a thousand words when niggas want a thousand birds. Put on for your city, show no pity for me. Bury me with the unique. I've been trying to expand my pockets, plus I want that degree. I spit that lost but not forgotten, this for Asia degree. Black princess mysteriously vanished in the land of the queen. Surround myself with pharaohs, the arrow will point to a king. Ambitious actions lead by example and live like a captain. I factor trapping and rapping, all I smoke is just cactus. Same price as a package, capture my greatness, this is practice. So, until my casket closed, yo.
See my soul, I can't let go, let me be. Life is stressful, can't you see? With them pretty brown eyes, I don't know what else that I can do but try. Until I die, and I was built to tell the truth, that's before I lie. Like, la la da. So for one more time before I'm hitting the road, I need you to see my soul.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? This your man, Spaceman Stu, a.k.a. The Black Fiend, Black Phoenix Productions. You tuned in to the UAP radio show with the 5 Men of Fickle Ficker. I'll let them play.
What the lick read, Black Folk?
Man, slow day today. It's Monday. Froggy. Why? Let me ask you this, man. Why you think people so draggy on Mondays, man?
Shit, but that weekend be something special, man. You know, yeah. Yeah, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Straight turning up. Man, you already know how it's gonna be.
And it go by so fast.
Yeah.
Week just comes to week, and then it's the week. A lot of people there, they be dragging on Monday, and then they get to Wednesday. You know, they say it's the hump day or whatever. Every day about the same to me.
Oh no, I can't say that. I ain't.
Can't say that.
I beg to differ on that, black man. I just like on Friday. You know why?
Why you like?
What I tell you last week?
Check day. I can dug it, man. Well, what you been thinking about the music that's been getting played on here, man? I know I ride with the music. You know, I've been, of course, by me being an artist, I'm into this scene. What you think about the music that's been played on here, man?
It's been some straight music on there, you know. Giving the artists a chance to, you know, display their talent or whatever, you know. I don't really like talk down on people's music, you know. Like, I mean, they say if you criticize somebody, they don't know, make them better. I don't think so. I think if you criticize somebody enough with their music, they'll end up stopping doing what they doing. You know, they just give up. That's what I think. But so it's been some straight music on there, you know. Production been good, you know, the lyrics been straight, so I just want to just keep at it.
I can dug it. Man, been rocking with a lot of stuff, man.
Hungry.
I ain't got stomach growling.
Oh, you hungry?
Hell yeah. Dang on. But man, talk about these businesses again, man. There was another business I saw at the Black Expo. Topic jumping, but I know, ladies, if y'all want something done as far as making yourself feel a little bit better, Even if y'all, you know, start on Monday or Wednesday, y'all ain't got to wait till the weekend to feel good. Y'all go through, you know, during the week to make yourself feel better. Naturally, you know, day spa. Owner is Tamisha Brooks. Went out there. I actually saw her doing some stuff to a few ladies out there. Some of y'all ladies might want to check out, make yourself feel good. Do full facials, you know, acne treatments. Demi facials. Back facials. Specialty mask, exfoliation. You know, eyebrows, lashes, waxing. You know, they do it all. Waiting at special events, service at request.
What is business located at, Black Man?
213 North Piedmont Avenue, Kings Mountain, North Carolina, 28086. Feel like calling in? 980-226-4782.
I can dig it.
Yeah, man. I said, man, there's a lot of stuff out there, man. There's a lady out there named Viola Baker. She's a travel consultant. Has a different array of, you know, accommodating people for their travels. Her contact is, let me get it incorrect, 704-750-4403, located in Charlotte, North Carolina. off of what, Nations Ford Road. Let me ask you this. What does STE mean in an address? I've never seen STE.
It ain't sweet. Man, I don't know. Yeah, they might have printed it wrong. But hey, it's got to be something. STE. I don't know.
I've never seen that before. I'm curious to know. 7950 Nations Ford Road, STE9, Charlotte, North Carolina.
No, sweet is SU. SUITE. And they abbreviated. That's what it might be then.
Okay.
They abbreviated that demonstration.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah,
sweet nine, right?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Like you said, it's STE. I don't want to be incorrect.
Well,
that's probably
okay. It though.
Okay.
Snatch the U and the I there.
Okay.
Just, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. I can dug it. Viola BakerTravel.com. VIOLABAKERTravel.com. But yeah, man. I liked it, man. Cause me personally, that was my first time ever seeing something like that.
Yeah.
Like most of the time I go, I see, you know, of course I see, you know, multiple, you know, cultures of people. But I've never seen, you know, nothing like that with my own two eyes, like with the businesses just right there. I didn't really think it was a lot of Black businesses out like that. It just felt good to me to see all that, basically. Like
I can feel you.
Right. Then, you know, of course, there's a number of other, you know, businesses out there as well. Big Boys Moving with Brandon Gill. You can look them up on Facebook, Google them.
It's a moving company.
Yeah, it's a moving company.
Oh, okay.
They come to you, move your stuff to you. No, I thought that was. A good idea, actually. Because I ain't, you know, again, I ain't never seen nothing like that. It's, like I said, man, it's all new to me. It's all representing ENT. When you told me about it, man, I gravitated towards it, man.
Yeah, I couldn't make it. You know, I had other plans or what. I wish I could have made it out, though.
Oh, yeah, man. But it was all good, though. You know, everybody, you know, got the exposure. But like I said, man, y'all go back. You know, go back, listen to on the episode, man. I'm telling you, man. Go to these places, man. Order them cookies. I'm telling you, man.
Them cookies ain't like that.
Man, I wish I had some right now, bro. I'm so serious. When I was eating them, she was talking to me and I couldn't even answer her, bro.
So is it a limit that you have to order? Or you pick them up or they deliver or what?
If I'm not mistaken, they do deliver. If I'm not mistaken. I don't want to, again, I don't want to lie on that. I'll find out for myself because I want some more of my damn self.
Okay.
But, they don't have that location, so I'm assuming that they do deliver because I don't see their location on the business card, so I'm assuming that they do deliver.
Okay. Well, I don't eat sweets like that, but I'm going to taste one of them damn cookies, see what you talking about. They got chocolate chip.
Yep.
Man. I might want to taste one of the most chocolate chip joints, you know what I'm saying?
That shit was good, man. For real, man. The damn Three Brothers Catering, that was good too, man. For real. So, food is out there.
Yeah.
Food is out there.
Yeah.
Just got to go to it and find it. I'm trying to direct people to it, but I ain't gonna hold you folks up too much longer. Let's fickle. You got something to say to the people?
Oh, I'm good right now, black man. Still, hey, I'm sleepy.
I can dig it. I feel like going back to sleep my damn self. But it's always work to be done. But like I said, y'all already know it's your man Spaceman Stu, aka the Black Fiend, Black Fiend's Productions. Dang on, we're about to get on out of here on the UAP Radio Show. Look, you got anything to say?
Peace to the Black Nation.
All right, y'all. Peace.